right. We are back. We are live. It is the 19th of March already, and a short week this week. Friday is Human Rights Day, so you get the day off. All of us get the day off. You get the day off. You get the day off. Everybody gets a day off. It's going to be lovely. Okay, so two quick things I want to just show you. First of all, a while ago, we had Darren Scott on the show. He has had, from a health point of view, like just the most horrible couple of months. I don't know Darren as well as a lot of other people do, but he's always been very nice to me. I've always enjoyed talking to him. They're doing a little fundraiser. Put that up on the screen so everybody can see it quickly. This is, they're doing a just plain party for him on the 5th of April. It's there at that prison break market.
Oh, I see that.
So if you want to come along, I mean, it'll be amazing, and you can get your tickets on Quicket. Yeah, Quicket. I'll be there. See, Fresh is going to pitch up. See some of the other guys. Alex, what's his name again? What? Alex J. Ah. I actually forgot. Shame. Don't ever tell him that. ENF. A couple of others. I was speaking to Sasha Martinengo the other day. He'll be there too. So yeah, and it's all for a great cause. I mean, Darren's just a solid guy, and you know,
what's wrong with him?
A cancer.
Oh, shit. Oh wow.
It's always the cancer, man.
Damn, shame. Okay.
And he is like a cockroach because he just survives fucking anything.
Oh, really?
And I love Darren to pieces, but I mean, it is amazing to me that he's even lived as long as he has, because he's made of steel wool. And like the guy, he used to hit me with like suitcases, you know, like the Jack Daniels and passion fruit, right? And he could handle.
Mm.
He could, that man could drink. So I'm surprised he's even survived to this age, but he's such a good guy.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, a lot of his friends, and there are lots of people in this country who love him.
Yeah.
They want to help him to keep on keeping on.
So I see.
It's a nice
see.
Cause.
And how do you feel about your DJing? Because I know you can't stop.
I'm not going to DJ. Are you insane?
Oh, what do you do? Are you just like,
oh, no, please. I'll get up on stage with a microphone, talk some shit. And,
okay. Get back into it, Gary.
Me, DJ.
One of the best parties
are
of my
you
life
joking?
Was when you were a DJ. It was my first year at Rhodes University, and it was like our opening party for the year. And you said something that
was that
like
on that field?
Yeah.
Huge. That
Jack Parrow was
like
there.
8,000 people. Yeah,
it was crazy.
That.
But you said something that stuck out with me for the rest of my life, because obviously, come out of high school, you don't really know what the real world is like. And it was boarding school as well. So it was very isolated. And this was the first like big varsity party ever. And you're like, and we're all going crazy. We're having a good time. You're just about to bring on Jack Parrow. It's like, remember, you guys are at the pinnacle of the future. Don't let anybody tell you what to think, what to do. Do
really?
What you feel is right. Yeah,
I started giving you a philosophy lesson.
Yeah, you were, like,
and you want me to DJ?
Well, I ended up majoring in philosophy.
High?
So it obviously had an
I'm
influence.
Glad, I'm glad I did that. I often don't remember half these things, but I know in my life when someone says something at the right time.
Yeah, it was just like perfect
you
time.
You've taken it. I mean, listen. I'm thrilled to hear that, because I actually, I don't know. I thought I was just there to play music and help people get drunk.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well,
I mean,
you did that too.
But it is kind of true that when you're at that impressionable age, you're so worried about what other people think of you. And you're so scared of being wrong. And you realize very soon after then that shit doesn't
matter. That doesn't matter. Yeah. And I was like, that was the first moment it clicked for me. I was like, oh shit,
okay.
I'm a
well,
grown up now.
That's good. All right.
Yeah.
You never come to any of my
I've seen you when I was around 18 in a club. I think it was like Manhattan's or something like that.
Jesus.
you had something going. Okay.
I even came and showed you magic. But,
really?
Yeah.
Did I chase you away and
yeah,
tell
it wasn't
you
your
never
thing.
Come back? So it's funny, Kevin, because I'm not really into this mentalism stuff or we had a magician on the other day and
Brendan.
Yeah. And he's very good. But I don't find that stuff as entertaining as other people do.
I get that.
Like
I get
card tricks and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I find those things it's like bumping into a mime. You know, a mime is like I hate the mimes. Right?
Yeah, you gotta make
I don't
it
hate the magicians.
Though. Like
it's funny that there are a couple of things that for some reason they just set me off. Mimes are irritating, but I don't hate them. I've never really found drag queens entertaining.
No, Neither have I.
And I don't find auctioneers. I went to a thing the other day and they were raising money and there was an auctioneer.
Mm.
I find them so annoying.
Yeah.
And even if they're really nice people, when they're not auctioning, I hate it. And it's so embarrassing when you go to an auction, for example, and no one will buy the shit.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then the auctioneer is like pushing. And you're like, stop trying to get people's money for some signed rugby jersey.
An Australian
shit.
Rugby jersey.
Horrible.
No one wants it.
It's just, oh, it's horrible.
Have you seen the hypnosis?
But I wouldn't say magicians are in the category of things I really don't like. I mean, some magicians are phenomenal, right?
Yeah.
And they blow your mind and you go, wow, how the hell did he do that? But most of the time I'm thinking, how did he do that? I'm not just allowing myself to be entertained.
100%. It's a thing. Well, we'll actually do something quickly.
You got something?
For the camera. Yeah, let's do something cool.
Well, then look at that camera.
That camera. There we go. Okay, we'll go this way. Here we go.
Look at this one. Go. Yeah. Jesus. The fuck did you pull that out of? You maniac.
I keep them, yeah. safest place in South Africa.
Where did you learn that hillbilly trick?
That's
impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
And then also, I was asking if you've ever seen a hypnosis show.
They've never been able to hypnotize me.
Oh, really?
I've tried.
Yeah.
We've done it on the show live, and then I've done it sometimes off the show where I've said, well, let's try it there first, and maybe if you can get it there, then we can do it on the show.
Yeah.
And the hypnotist... We had Andre, the hilarious hypnotist, on a while ago. He's great.
Yeah.
And he's been in it such a long time.
Yeah.
He knows every trick in the book, right?
Yeah, we watched his show.
And he said to me, there are some people that just, they're not good candidates.
Mm. Mm.
He can tell. He looks at the crowd. What did he say again? He said, if he looks into the crowd, there's some people who are really paying attention to everything that he says. And they're super eager. He's like, those are the ones that you got to go for.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. And also, if you look at the people that freak out when I do magic, they're definitely more susceptible. I'll hypnotize those people a lot easier.
And you do the hypnosis as well.
Yeah. So my show is going to be hypnosis. So whoever volunteers at the
Cirque. Okay. So let's do this. So this is at the Cirque, 28 to 29 March at Cresta.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Kevin and Mark will be doing a show there. And you'll be doing the comedy, you'll be doing the magic, but also hypnosis thrown in for extra measure.
Yeah,
and no, if you honestly, don't, this is a real bargain.
Yeah,
most places will only give you comedy or magic or hypnosis. They're giving you all of those. And wait, there's more.
And wait, there's literally more. There's DJs afterwards.
If you bring your bag lady friend, Mark will give you free entry.
Yeah. Honestly, we're trying to give people as much reason to come as possible because, you know, life has been hard in terms of finances. You know how this country is going.
No one cares about you.
So we're trying to give people as much as we can possibly give them without them paying an arm and a leg. It's $250 max for the most expensive ticket. So if you pay taxes, those are the tickets that you're probably going to get because you contribute to this country. The rest of you, we've catered for you to 150 Rand at the back, 200 Rand in the middle for an average view. But
so
nice. I'm actually excited to see it because I saw hypnosis for the first time from Kevin. And the craziest things that you see, that's what I was asking if you've seen a show. There's this one gag that can I tell you?
Yeah, go for it.
Because it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I was doing the sound for him at his show. And the gag is called Ladies and Gentlemen. So there's three guys who are hypnotized right now. It's like, okay, every time I say ladies and gentlemen, you'll get more and more upset. So he's like, okay, all right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to... Then the guy's like, hey, better not say that again. Hey, better not say that again. The second time he says, ladies and gentlemen, he's like, you guys are going to get up. You don't do anything, but you're really, really going to get upset. And he gets up, he's like, and there's this big Dutchman with a huge snore. He's like, yes, say that one more time. Say that one more time, buddy.
You're kidding.
And then he's like, the last time I say, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to run after me on stage and try to beat me up. That's how upset you are about it. This fool, his brother used to do the same trick, but he says, you need to come up to me in slow motion. He's like, no, I've got big balls. They're going to run up to me. And he's like, ladies and gentlemen, and they literally run up to him and they tackle him. He tries to make them sleep before they get to him, but it's too late. Now all four of them are on the ground.
So he's basically assaulted by members of your own audience.
I literally got taken out on stage. All three of them put me on the ground in a stage show.
Now he's on the floor saying, sleep like this. Sleep.
Oh, it's great. The crowd was laughing. Yeah.
That sounds like a good time. I think this is awesome.
I was also a skeptic before until that. because they really went for him, man. Maybe
I get tackled again on stage the 28th, the 29th. Yeah. We'll see how brave I am.
No, just do it in slow motion, Kevin. I feel like you should have learned by now. What are you doing? You like the drama.
The drama's part of it.
I want to play us something to remind us of how far we've come as a nation. All right. So Helen Ziller once did this on stage. And I don't ever want us to forget this. You know, I don't like beating up on her. She's an old lady and she's done a lot for this country and she's brave as hell. But I just have to, it gives me like a, you know, that uncomfortable kind of when I see this. But I think we got to remind ourselves. It's like we occasionally have to remind ourselves of how far we've come as a nation. This is one of those things. So I don't know if you remember this or if you've ever seen this before. Flex, you're going to love this. Mm-hmm. I played this clip of these really lame white people in Australia singing a song the other day, which they said, this is somehow this is even worse.
Mahadebe, Suze's Ospects, Uzem Chatweni, Yachati Sanam Planje, Bebe Sidi, Unga Wamli Soka, Bebe Siti, Ange Kachate Bulin Lela, Bulin Lela, Yet Lumona.
Yeah. Okay. Butchering it as well. That's one of
in case, you know, the internet is forever.
Hey? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some things really never die.
I like that high note.
Oh, here's a Scottish woman who went to a Canadian hockey match, ice hockey match, but she reckons she's responsible for them doing badly.
Okay.
And listen to her reason. And I love the Scottish accent here too.
Really sorry. I came all the way from Scotland. I thought the Leafs were going to win. Two games they lost. It must have been the fact that the guys were so overwhelmed at the size of my massive fucking tit. They lost concentration. I am sorry. They let me sit on the bench. That's why they lost tonight. They were overcome by Scottish pheromones. They didn't know what they were doing.
Is that too big for you, Mark?
I do love that. I mean, there's something, you know.
Mark likes the big girls.
Hey, why are you exposing my business, bro? Do you know how many people listen to this show, bro?
Is this true?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. I don't know. Apparently, it's an anthropological thing, like being Zulu. Apparently, you naturally are inclined to be like that. But I do like I get extra deep couches because I like them extra thick. You know what I'm saying? That's a Kanye West quote.
All right,
I do, because we often go out together, right? And
because
you know when
you
two
are
friends,
thin.
Yeah, I know, I don't know.
So whenever you go out with a chick, you look like the number 10.
And that hurt me. That hurt me. I'm touched.
You pay for dinner, but then she eats everything.
Yeah.
Right?
No. The thing is, I eat quite a lot. That's why I like them thick. I also eat down there too, you know.
That's great. Now that we've
got everyone, healthy appetite.
The most important thing is that everyone in South Africa knows that you are happy to.
Yeah, they must know. So we go out quite often together. You know, with two guy friends, there's often times where you'll see a girl is like, oh, do you like this one or that one? Or a group of two. But
has to take a hit with the like ugly face.
Apparently, I'm taking the hits, but I find it marvelous, bro. No,
I have a very best friend here. It's great.
Your wingman. Dude, now I understand this relationship.
Yeah, it works.
Okay, he's got a bag lady fetish. Basically, you'll take anything that comes your way.
Basically.
You're not picky at all.
I'm not. I'm
and
really
for
not.
You, that means that you can be the prime mover. And then
it.
He gets the scraps.
I get to choose. It's crazy.
Bro, but mine have the personalities. Friendship. That's the difference. I like people with personality.
I still need to meet this flipping bag lady.
It sounds just horrific. You know, I've never been so glad that I'm not someone else. Bag ladies and foot fetishes and fat girls and
guys. The world is massive, guys. Don't limit yourselves. Alive with possibility.
Yeah, I suppose. True. There's a story that's just surfaced. I don't know. You know, the internet. You never know whether something's true or not. There's a soldier in our defense force that was in the Congo. Now, you know, we had those soldiers who were killed in the Congo. Very, very sad story. Apparently, there's a soldier who's just come back now. He's alive. He has impregnated 16 women in our army. And he's a dude from Soweto. So you think you've got game? No, seriously. So this is obviously not a picture of the actual. That's, I don't know if that's AI generated. But here's the. You want to hear the story?
Yes.
Yeah, listen to this. This is amazing. Just in case you're thinking, like, you know, you are the man or whatever. So the story is a private from the South African army has impregnated 16 of his fellow female soldiers who are deployed in Congo with him. Apparently, one of the reasons why South Africa is pulling their army out is because this one guy has made all of these girls pregnant. He has a nickname, Baltazar. His commanders have tried to stop him. They've even put him in jail multiple times, but he still manages to get to the female soldiers. And then he is one of the people who's leaving the Congo because the entire squadron may end up pregnant, and that may cause more problems than we can solve in the Congo.
This guy is determined. Bro.
I don't know if it's true, but it is. I mean, in our army, it's totally possible, right?
Yeah, and also, like, what else does he have to do?
Show his privates as a private.
Show his privates, yeah. I mean, we know this is a much more ugly situation, but we know that there are these teachers in schools in South Africa or headmasters who will, like, sleep with 30 of the girls in the school and make them pregnant. Yeah. So this happens in South Africa. So we've definitely got a problem where, you know, these guys just – They just can't stop themselves.
On the female camp, don't they see him coming? He's like, oh, shit, somebody's getting pregnant today. Like, don't you guys use contraceptive? I mean, what's happening?
I don't know.
I think even if you were nailing all of these chicks, I think 16 is still a lot to get pregnant.
It's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids, bro. I don't know what he's doing.
Maintenance he's going to have to.
If there's 16 pregnant.
As a defense force salary, yo, bro. I don't know how you do it.
It's not going to work.
These kids are eating pop until they're 18, bro.
Well, then the girls obviously get jealous of each other, and one of them put this doormat outside their house, which I think is quite great. Ho, why is you here? I actually really like that. I would love to have that. That's brilliant. I had you know, you can get these neon signs made, right?
Yeah.
And I have a rule at my house that I will never allow communists or fat people in. Don't laugh. I've got very good reasons for this. If you allow communists into your house, because communists by definition don't respect property rights. So they will steal things or they'll break things. They don't respect anybody else's property because they don't believe in property.
Yeah.
So communists, you can't allow them in your house.
Yeah.
So even if you're a very funny, very cool, very interesting person who would be an excellent addition to a dinner party or whatever, I can't have you there. Mm-hmm. So I've got a neon sign that says no communists. I've got another one that says no fat people. Because, again, it's not because I'm especially mean about fat people. I am.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point. I mean, sometimes you have a family friend and he or she is a little bit overweight, or someone says, can I bring my girlfriend? And then she arrives and she's elephant sized. But it's not just because I'm being horrible. Yeah, Mark and Luli would come with you'd bring one of your girlfriends. But the fat people, the problem is that they don't realize how big they are. It's like a Great Dane. And they bump things over and then they'll break a vase or whatever. And I think that's quite, at least the signs are up to warn them.
Yeah. I told you so.
You know, it's like a right of admission reserved. You ran a venue.
100%.
You can decide who you allow into your space.
I like the non-communist thing. Yeah. Definitely people were stealing there. It's a great idea. The fat woman, Mark, wouldn't be a local anymore.
Yeah, I'd have to find a new bar.
Mark would be invited once, and then he'd realize, like, there was nothing there for him.
I'm out. Find me on Winnie Madikizela with my bag lady.
With your bag lady. Hey, next sign I got to have made is no bag lady. But you can have these signs made. Like, I'm sure I can get a ho, why is you here?
Yeah, sure.
I think that'll be funny. All right. So you guys mentioned here in the notes when you were talking to the producers, dinners at the Grand. What's this all about? Because I love a dinner at the Grand. The teppanyaki.
Oh, brilliant.
Right?
Absolutely brilliant.
That guy who does that.
The prawns and the. Oh.
And by the way, I know that there's going to be someone in the audience who's, oh, why would you go and eat at a strip club?
Firstly, the restaurant is separate from the strippers.
Don't tell them. Don't encourage people who think that way
to
come and ruin what we're enjoying.
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't. If you think there's something wrong with going to what is the best buffet restaurant in the country.
100%.
And not only, you can also order stuff that isn't in the buffet.
Yeah. It's a bit more expensive.
It can get expensive. But they have everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Honest to God, the restaurant there is on its own a unique selling point.
Yeah.
The fact that there are topless women walking around, that's just a bonus.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
And it is terrific. So I understand this, but explain your story.
So I actually became friends with Andrew just after COVID.
What a great guy.
Very great
Andrew
guy.
Andrew Phillips. What a terrific human being.
So I play chess with him whenever I get a chance. And Sunday
dinners. Grand.
At the Grand, yeah.
How do you concentrate on the game when there's a table of strippers?
at his hotel, actually, luckily. Yeah, so we go to the hotel, we play in the hotel. And Sundays we do dinner. I've been taking Mark every Sunday.
There are benefits to this friendship on both sides. I see why you two are friends.
Exactly. But also, we went to his house the other day, and honestly, the most unbelievable house I've ever seen in my life. MTV Cribs has nothing on it. Like, every room is virtually a house. And I even ended up taking a swim in one of his pools because it was so
one
huge.
One of his pools.
Yeah, one of his many pools. There's an outside area. It was like, okay, now if I had a strip club, this is what I'd do with my money. This is exactly it.
Well, you know his story, right? He was working for a big consulting firm or something.
Yeah.
And he was on a plane on the way back to South Africa. And he thought, I hate my job. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm looking at spreadsheets. I'm going to meetings nonstop. There's no fun. I'm not enjoying my life. He's like, I want to do something wild.
Yeah.
And then he started the Titty Twister.
Yeah,
he told
at the
you
ranch.
Story?
Yeah, at the ranch. Yeah.
The Titty Twister.
It's just down the road, yeah.
Oh, okay. So he started
that was the
small.
Original one that he started.
Oh, okay, cool.
We should get him in. I mean, I don't know if he wants to do an interview because he really doesn't have. He's not like interested in marketing the place.
Yeah,
the people who know. And, I just think
he's got stories.
He's a very, very clever, very cool guy.
Mm. Yeah. He's one of the smartest men I've ever met.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so we go there mostly on Sundays, and then we just chill, we chat. It just feels like you've made
it. So instead of church, you go to the strip.
Exactly. I was made for this.
And
life.
You meet interesting people there too.
100%.
Met a woman who was abducted by aliens, apparently.
Oh my God.
Which was an interesting story to hear. But you know, I don't not believe it. I think if the aliens are going to abduct somebody, they're going to abduct somebody weird so that if they tell the story, it's going to be unbelievable.
Have you ever heard of someone with tertiary education, maybe 2 or 3 degrees, they've got a stable, they've got a family, they grew up properly, they were never abused as a child or anything. The aliens never come down.
Never.
It's always some hick on a farm in the middle of Arkansas. He's missing teeth. And they're sleeping with their sister. And them aliens came and then put probes up my asshole. It's never people who live in a city.
Exactly. The aliens are smart like that. They don't want to be found out, so they'll choose those type of people.
And why do they always want to probe people's assholes? I mean, if you're an alien, if you've traveled across the universe, millions of light years, at breakneck speeds, you have technology that can blow our minds. I mean, here we are trying to build a rocket to get to Mars, but you could travel across the universe.
Yeah.
And you get here, and the first thing you think is, got to probe those assholes.
Let's check them assholes.
I do not understand. I am fairly convinced that that is humans projecting their shit onto aliens.
100%.
If there are aliens, trust me, they would be so fascinated by the way we interact with each other, the things we've built.
Our resources, maybe.
Our politics. I think they'd find that stuff interesting because we would be so backward to them.
Yeah.
But they would not be interested in our anatomy.
I think one of them obviously had a real tight arsehole and they had to go for the op. And they're like, it's easier to use the aliens for this.
The aliens have developed the technology.
Maybe they're just perverts.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the aliens just perverts. I just don't understand it. You almost always in those, certainly in the beginning of when people were talking about being abducted by aliens, that was always the stories. Like, yeah. Well, I got back and I definitely had a sore ass. Really? That's the thing that happened to you? And it's always guys.
Yeah.
They don't seem to want to probe the women. Asshole. It's always like, guys, you got to think, why are you gay?
Yeah,
doesn't make any sense. No. All right. I found this pretty disturbing. Someone sent me this yesterday. Have you seen the location of all the bodies on Mount Everest? Because you know when you die on Everest, they don't bury you.
Oh, okay.
No, well, you've got no energy at that altitude. You can't dig a fucking hole. What are you going to dig into, a rock?
Yeah.
This is
and
a
the
rock.
The person who comes and finds you is probably going to die there too. So.
Right. So they just leave the bodies and then over time, you know, the birds will come or they'll get into the sun a little bit and bake and then, you know, some, so they don't move you. So, and sometimes because it's so cold, they do get preserved. So, you know, if you go up there and someone you know has been up there before, you might encounter them again. I mean, it's very disturbing, but look at this picture of the location of bodies on Everest. Look at how many of these crazy people.
Look at all those losers who died in the beginning. They didn't even make it halfway, bro. You need to work on your fitness, bro. 10,000 steps.
Who died at the beginning. That's great.
10,000 steps a day.
Oh, shame, those guys on the left there, they probably thought that was Everest, but there's a whole other mountain.
Yeah, they went the wrong way. Base camp.
Unreal. But look how many die near the top.
Yeah.
That means you're probably climbing over bodies when you get that high up.
Definitely.
I mean, that's a lot of people. So you push them out of the way?
Or yeah,
no. Do you have to treat them with respect and reverence? Or do you just like, oh, get out of the way.
Yeah.
I got to get my selfie at the top of Everest.
Too many of you now. I'm done.
Yeah.
I expected like the first two, but now.
Get to the top of Everest and you're taking your selfie and it's like you're in an episode of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
With all
yeah.
these zombies behind you. Must be but what a horrible way to go. I mean,
standing on the shoulders of those before us.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen. It must be way worse if you don't make it to the top. Like if you die on your way down, because at least, you know, you conquered Everest.
Yeah.
But how would we know? So you could be like you're joking about the losers who died at the beginning. But imagine if you on your way up, you only got about 20 meters to go and you're like, and you didn't make it. So you died and you didn't even achieve summiting Everest.
Who's wanting to summit Everest?
I don't know. It's not. That's not interesting. It's like.
What's the motivation there?
It's like.
It's like scuba for you.
Yeah, scuba. there are a lot of things I've complained about this morning. Scuba, auctioneers, climbing Everest. We're ruining people's dreams. That's what we're in the business of this morning. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Here's something else you need to see quickly. This is a. I don't know if this is a. Again, who cares these days? Because you know Trump's president again. We don't have to skirt around it. You don't have to worry. You could say anything you want now. Don't know what this is—a man, woman posing for a magazine cover. But I've never seen. Let me tell you, the standard of models has just dropped to an all-time low.
Models
used to be. If I heard that someone was a model, I would immediately treat them with respect. I'd be like, "Well, you must be a." One of those humans who's just been gifted genetically and you obviously are a very beautiful human being and therefore I bow down to you. And this is the state of models in 2025. Look at this. Unbelievable.
Det här var ljuvligt. Så, alltså, wow. Oh, men nu måste jag också Niklas.
För Alexandra, får du ljus på dig som är Niklas på sig.
Is going
QX.
On
there.
Now I don't know what that magazine QX, I don't know what that is. I don't know what people would want that. I don't know why they'd book that model. I have no. I have so many questions.
Why was he balding with long hair?
Yeah, the hair starts here.
But it's long as well.
Yeah, very bad hairstyle, among other things. I mean, it's funny you pick on the hairstyle. There's so much else.
She looked like a thumb. Or he looked like a thumb. Or it looked like a thumb. Pregnant thumb.
But that's the state of modeling in 2025.
What?
Frankly, if a modeling agency had to come up to any of us and say, hey, we would love to sign you. Say, but have you got that on your books?
No, thanks.
Then I'm not interested.
It's the same delusion as all these social media flipping
influencers.
The Instagram
Except
models.
She's on a magazine.
Yeah. She's actually got a magazine cover. That's quite an
she's
achievement.
She's made it further than most of them.
Yeah. So apparently...
I don't know. That's it looks like an it. I don't think it's a she
literally
or a
from the movie.
Apparently that's very insulting. So you're allowed to sometimes get the pronouns wrong. But if you actually say it, that's actionable.
No, Donald Trump is president again. I say what I want. That's an it. You guys obviously don't believe in your own morals if Donald Trump is president again. So that's an it right there.
You're going to love this. Apparently, I was in Bulgaria last year. Bulgarian football club Arda Kardzali apologized. Do you know what happened? No. They mistakenly held a minute's silence for a former player, but he's still alive.
Imagine watching that as the player.
Well, this guy's Petko Ganchev. The tribute took place in their 1-1 draw against Levski Sofia. The club later admitted they'd received incorrect information about his death. They issued a public apology, wishing him good health, though their statement was later deleted.
What? That's outrageous.
So they gave a minute of silence to some oak, and he's busy watching the match. He's like, what is this bullshit? I'm still alive. Yeah. Look, I breathe. I feel. What is wrong with you? Imagine he got onto the phone to the manager.
Yeah.
I think disaster. At that time, I'm letting it be for a few days. Like, let's see where this goes.
Yeah. Let's see how my funeral is. I mean, that'll be interesting to see, like, who shows up. And then you come afterwards, like, you didn't even come to my funeral, but we're not friends.
And you leave a will and you see who fights over the
stuff. Yeah, exactly. It's an interesting thought experiment.
Okay, so here we've got a couple of comments from some of the people who are watching and listening to the show this morning. She looks like that model. This is Bitcoin, but Sanele says, she looks like F.W. de Klerk.
She actually does. That's a good one.
Talks.
That's a good one. During the peace talks. Not at any other time.
Just then.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Gareth, you're a self-loathing white. No scuba, no auctioneers, no mountain climbers.
You're one of us, Gareth.
The bodies are probably not on the walking path, probably in ditches and in areas you can't reach, says Bitcoin. But no, I've seen photographs. They're sometimes in the way. Very inconsiderate.
I did watch a documentary.
Die somewhere else.
I died properly, man.
It's very spiteful of them to die in the path. You know, if you, you know you're going to die, at least roll over to the side. Get out of the fucking way.
But I do agree with him. I did see a documentary where like they kind of fall, like the ice falls, so you fall down as well.
Right,
so it's not even necessary that you were unfit or anything.
you can
just fall, like just because the ice fell.
Yeah. It's pretty high up.
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
You know? The buddies in Everest is bad, but the heaps of shit are far worse. So apparently that's another thing that Congo Chris brings up. That's right. So what happens is people go up there and there's no, I'm just going to pop off to the bathroom quickly. So you just.
Since forever.
Surely now the organizers of this tour have like hooked up porta potties or something. Halfway mark and at the top. Yeah. You can shit at the bottom
you
and you can shit
it
at the
in
top.
The latine. That's what you do.
So you might as well dig a hole.
Yeah. I tried finding the interview of the ransom lady from South Africa that said Epstein is an alien. Can't find it. Get to work, James. Find it for me. See, people are looking for old episodes. I'm telling you, they can't find these things. Then we've got... this is interesting. Marky Mark, that's what they call you.
Oh, okay.
This dude is always a blast to have on. That's Sanella giving you some
props. Thank you,
Sanella.
That's so sweet.
Very nice. Henro is drunk just came from the Grand.
Someone drunk.
I think. Oh, Hino. Hino's in the comments here, and he says T percentage 8L.
T.
Yeah, he's drunk. He's just come from the Grand. Okay, that's who they're talking about. Wow.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, no, he's definitely just drunk. From the yeah. I hope you didn't drive. Otherwise, you're going to be dead on the side of the road. And if I drive past, I'm going to keep driving past.
Exactly. We've right. established that nobody's helping you if you're dying, not even doctors, because they're not allowed to.
Anne Levenberg says, I was taken to the Grand for dinner on a first date. The food was great. No second date, though. Damn.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Damn. Sorry about that. Golden Curtain in PE had a great buffet, but thanks to all the C-sections, the dancers were more coughed up than the roast. Yo. Okay, some hardcore people in here.
Okay.
Zarina says they also have that hotel next door on a Boulevard Hotel. Yeah. Okay, and then we've got who's this Randy? And by she doesn't like Andrew, by the way. Randy says the U.S. Constitution has communist tenets written right into it. There's a balance between socialism and capitalism. Tell that to the crony capitalists who very quickly become communists when they're facing bankruptcy. The community needs my business. Ha ha. Okay, Randy, I'm never having you at my house. You commie bastard.
You commie bastard.
I want to introduce you to my friend Augusto Pinochet. He's got a helicopter he wants to take you up for a ride in. I'd love to be friends with Gareth, says KP, but I'm fat. Oh, well, we can't win everything.
Hey, done.
Make the door frames smaller so that us fatties can't fit through the door, says Matthew. There's a lot of fat people who listen to the show. What's going on here? It's because you're on this morning. It's because you're here this morning.
It's me. It's me. It's
funny that you mentioned that, but I do. I have a double door at the entrance.
A double door.
Okay.
But the one is always latched.
Oh, okay.
I never open both doors, ever.
For the sake of the fat people. You're making sure they know.
They must know. They must know. They must know they're not welcome.
Not welcome, yeah. No. Okay. I don't know why this fat person wants to go to your house, even though they're not allowed.
I've never invited one. I don't know any. The other day we were doing a show, the Let's Talk Man show, which you may have seen, and they're talking about addictions at the moment. So they've had people who've had alcohol addiction, smoking addiction, gambling addiction. They're looking for a sex addict, by the way. So if there's anyone in the audience who's interested in being the guest,
bro, don't they know who I am? Like, I've been to the show so many times now.
I was trying to ease you into it.
I even know Suhail. Suhail called me, bro. I know.
Oh, really? You could be the sex addict.
Yeah, I'll be a sex addict.
Okay, so
the only thing is, I'm not trying to heal from it. I don't know if you need somebody who's like recovered, still in the program. I don't know.
No, just if you
send me a brief.
You know, they say you're always recovering. There's no such thing. So we'd be happy to have you on.
All right, cool.
But Senna, the producer, she said to me, she asked me with this honest, she's very like naive and sweet. She says to me, oh, I'm looking for a very fat person for the show because we want to talk about people who are trying to lose weight. I looked at her. I was like, I don't know any fat people.
Have you met me?
Like you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
I don't know any of those people. All right, so then that's enough of the fat.
Let's trim the fat off this conversation.
Fat people listen to the show for motivation. Remember that fat girl who mocked you into thinness, okay, so that was Fat Pat. She wrote a book about losing weight. Yeah, and she actually she mentioned me in the foreword of the book. I interviewed her afterwards because she said I was so mean about fat people that she decided, fuck you. And I'm happy to be the motivation. I mean, if you hate what I'm saying so much, then if it helps you to lose weight, I mean, I don't think I'm that powerful, but if it motivates you, it's like you remember what I said in Grahamstown once.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what I'm doing half the time. let's see. All the fat people listening to the show must have 2 YouTube accounts so that they can like and subscribe twice. It's fair considering they're taking up space for 2 people in the comment section.
All the fat people, I'll hypnotize you at the show to lose some weight. Come through. We'll see you there.
But okay, so you're obviously, that's entertainment, but people are using hypnotherapy for all kinds of stuff, right?
100%. I don't really want to dive into people's brains there. Oh, no, yeah.
And you end up with
the
all that
seriousness
shit.
Of you having the responsibility of changing their smoking habits and their lives and them getting out of depression. I don't know. I think from what I see for you, it's just entertainment.
No, I'm an entertainer. We'll leave that to the psychologist and psychiatrist.
I just entertain. I don't care about people. Don't ask me to care. Okay,
we've already got a doctor in the family. I'm here for entertainment.
Mark,
yes.
Carl says, can't you bring your girlfriend on so that she can speak about how she beat anorexia?
Well, she was motivated to be with me, so I told her you have to eat at least 3 meals a day. To be with me.
Oh, you're a feeder.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so then you might have Mike Bosslace on your case. I think you mean Mike Bullace, but I get you. Thank you, Chade Gelderman. You can change the show to Fit Cook Mulhace for an episode. I don't know what you're talking about here, but you need to. You can't start the day with drugs.
Hey, bro.
It's too early.
Everybody's just walking back from the grand now. It's like, are you guys listening to Gav?
our entire audience has been at the grand.
Exactly, bro. Guys, we got a shout out.
Here we were just talking shit, and now it turns out all our listeners and viewers are basically regulars. All right. This is interesting. Congo Chris says, Kevin, please hypnotize Gareth to let people use his toilet at his house. It's not an interesting story because we've discussed it so many times. I don't like it when people go to your house and take a shit. I'm sure you don't like it.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Like you just.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, wait till you get
home. And what poor control over your own body do you have that you suddenly like? Oh, just I wasn't going to, but now I need to go.
I just want to find out. Do you have like the bathroom schedule going? Or
I just don't. I don't like people taking a shit in my house. I don't think that's unreasonable. No.
Yeah, fair. I agree with that. I think if you walk into your bathroom, the only shit you should smell is your own.
I'd prefer to smell none.
Oh.
You just leave it. What, do you leave it there? You don't.
No, but the smell lingers, bro.
Have you ever been taught to use a toilet properly? Mark, I'm very worried about you. It's because you're hanging around with bag ladies and they don't have flushing toilets. They just use the side of the road.
No, I eat a lot with my fat girlfriend, so.
So they need to use the bathroom a lot. Okay. Well, while we're being lavatorial, I just thought this was interesting. Leanne was on the show with me on Monday, and she sent me these yesterday. And I'm not going to wait a whole week. But since you brought it up, here's some important public service announcements.
Oh,
okay.
Toddler and child stools are often brown, while infant stools may vary from green to deep yellow in color, sometimes brown and seedy in consistency. Formula-fed babies' stools can sometimes appear pastier. Isn't that useful to know?
Well, I don't plan on having babies anytime soon.
Now,
but
at the bottom there are colors that you should be nervous about. Guys, we do this show to help people. Okay? If you have red or black stool, that may mean there's bleeding in the, what is that, GI? Well, the intestinal tract.
Black.
White or gray stools. if you shit white. Let me tell you. There's a new pope.
Yeah, no, bro. Okay.
Some soft serve.
White or gray stools could be a sign of liver or pancreatic disease.
Oh, wow.
Keep in mind there are many other factors that also could. So I thought, you know, we often make fun of these things. We talk about it like it's a big joke. These are serious things you need to think about.
Not white, bro. Not white. White is like you could put that in an ice cream cone and launch somebody.
Looks like ice cream.
And then this is also important, the consistency discussion.
Oh, wow.
So you've got severe constipation all the way through to mild diarrhea. And I really am I'm more disturbed by the mild diarrhea than anything else. Mushy consistency with ragged edges.
Ragged edges.
So what I want you to do is we'll keep that up there for a second. You can screenshot that.
Yeah.
Send it to your loved ones this morning.
Exactly.
And say to them,
I'm just surprised there's no corn in any of those.
Oh.
No, but corn is like a staple part of shit, guys. You guys, whoever drew these, he's not focused.
All right. But then you know what? This is important.
Yeah.
And I do think if you take a screenshot, you send it to your most beloved friends and family this morning and say to them, just checking in with that picture. Just checking in. What number are you?
Yeah. What color was your poo this morning?
And I'll tell you what, you'll know who your real friends are by their reaction. Just don't do it to some girl you only met yesterday and you're trying to impress. Well, she will run a million miles away.
You can't ask anyone on Tinder or... Okay.
Hell no. Belly Vocal Media says albinos apparently make white shits.
That is just fucked up. Whoever you are, wow. Straight up.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Oh.
And when it's brown, it's unhealthy.
Oh, that's horrific. Okay. If your turd is white, your uncle put something in your drink again. That's what Conco Chris again. Says. Bill Cosby's been coming to visit.
I'm just going to. Why don't you try a little bit of
your ice cream shit too?
It's disgusting. High Octane Henrik says, at least this show always keeps it classy. Yes,
we're saving lives out here, bro.
Yes, we do.
People have lost weight because of this show. So
yes,
please,
that's
no
what
judgments.
We do. Exactly. What are you doing for humanity?
Exactly.
You know, this is, we're philanthropists. Exactly. That's what we really are.
100%.
All right, we only got a couple of minutes left. Let's remind people when you guys are doing your show and where they can go and see it. 28th, this is the plug. Go.
Yes, this is the plug. The reason why we're here. The 28th and the 29th of March, we've got a show at the Cirque and Cresta called Circus at the Cirque.
Circus at the Cirque, baby.
There we go.
All right, so, very nice.
Comedy, magic, hypnosis, fire breathers, stilt walkers, DJs till 2 a.m. Just come. It's the best way you can spend your money this month.
Carl,
we'll see you there.
Carl the Santas in the comments says, this conversation has made me hungry.
Oh!
What do you eat, bro?
You people are revolting. Oh, you people are revolting. All right. That is enough. I've had enough. It's been tremendously entertaining. You guys are always welcome back.
Cool.
It's great to
so
spend
much,
time
guys.
With you. Nice to see you again, Mark. Yeah. Nice to meet you, Kevin. And we will catch you on Monday because Friday's a holiday. We're not going to be here on Friday. And you guys don't have to come on Friday. Just in case James has told you, you can come to Friday's show. Okay. Because make sure, James, that whoever you had booked for Friday knows that it's a holiday. All right. Because I'm not coming here to lock up and open up and give them coffee. All right. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Like, subscribe, and all that stuff so we can break the back of that shadow ban that I'm pretty much convinced that they've got us on. And tell your friends and family when you're sending them that picture with the poo, then say to them, oh, and I've got this great podcast for you as well. That's where I got the idea. You know, give us a little bit of credit, or else you might find yourself on Everest.
You did great advice. Mahadebe, Suzes Ospects, who's the Chatwani, Yachati Sana Flange, Bebe Sidi, Unga Wamli Soka, Bebe Sidi, Ange Kachate Bulin Lela, Bulin Lela, Yet Lumona. To protect democracy, we've got to stand up if we want to see a future for the territory. Nothing left that we can do. It's the voice we want. Honesty, it's the voice we want. Integrity, it's the voice we want. Democracy, the voice.